The Pitkin County Commissioners are unhappy with what they've seen so far in a BLM plan for the existing oil and gas leases on the Thompson Divide. They're crafting a letter to the agency. Pitkin County gets an early look at the BLM's preliminary draft environmental impact statement because it's a cooperating agency. A public version will be released in November. It'll decide what to do with more than 24 undeveloped oil and gas leases in the Thompson Divide, southwest of Carbondale. Pitkin County wants the lease is canceled. At a meeting Tuesday, Assistant County Attorney Chris Selden explained the draft includes a proposed action. He says it ignores public outcry over preserving the area.
Our understanding from BLM is that they are identifying as their quote-unquote proposed action in this current draft of the draft EIS, an alternative which would more or less ratify the leases as they were issued in 2003.
He's quick to point out such proposed action in the plan technically doesn't express preference from the BLM for validating the leases. Still, it made the elected board uncomfortable. Commissioner Steve Child.
The BLM is catering to the oil and gas industry and really, by and large, ignoring the letter and intent of the NEPA rules in listening, taking into account public opinion, and in this case, the opinion of a fellow agency from the federal government.
In December, the county cheered a plan from the Forest Service that cancels future oil and gas leases in the Divide. The BLM's plan deals with existing leases. A spokesman for the BLM tamped down concerns from the commissioners, saying it's still early in the process and the agency is considering the 30,000 comments it already received. Most favored canceling the leases. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.